So now we can turn our attentions to what we normally talk about at this time on a Friday morning, and that is finding a home for one of our furry friends. It is time for the Furry Friend of the Week, as we feature a local pet in need of adoption. We'll tell you where you can find photos and more info on Larry, whom we'll introduce you to momentarily. All brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe, helping our furry friends find homes. The Mason Jar, right there in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh, now open again for indoor dining. Renee Rush is on the horn. Hey, Renee, how are you this morning?
I'm hanging in there. How are you?
I am also well, thank you. Renee's the executive director at Alvan Humane Society. Hasn't had the guts to step outside yet today, from what I understand.
Are you? And the look of it just looks cold.
Well, for those that are lucky enough, don't have to worry about going outside today. But for everybody else, just be careful. Wind is pretty nasty and roads are kind of slippery. We're thinking inside thoughts here this morning, and most specifically, finding a new permanent inside place for Larry. Tell me about Larry the Leaper.
So Larry is a 3-year-old yellow lab. His nickname is Larry the Leaper. He does not do well in fenced in areas. He will climb them and jump them. So he will need to be leash walked to go potty every day, but that's a perfect excuse to get up and go take a walk with him. He's super sweet and just an exuberant boy who loves treats and playing with toys. He gets along with other dogs, cats, and all humans. He is a busy man. He's looking for a home that can keep up with his crazy and playful antics. He always has a smile on his face and is bound to put a smile on yours, too. If you think it's going to be a good fit, you can fill out an adoption application on our website, al-van.org, and start by filling the adoption application out, and we'll contact you to set up a meet and greet.
I told you before we went on the air here this morning that when I first saw the picture of Larry, I thought, what a perfect name for that dog. I don't know why. I have had friends named Larry down through the years, and none of them look like this dog, but for whatever reason, he just looked like a Larry. Now, have you actually seen him climb a fence? He's a fence climber?
Yep. When he first got in, he climbed up our tunnels, and so now he has one that has a top on it, so he's...
Well, you got to appreciate that that fortitude there, I guess. Years ago, we had a black lab. She wasn't a climber, but she did not like being fenced in, and she would find ways to get under our chain link fence and go roaming around the neighborhood. But I think with some of those, and you said he's a yellow lab, right?
Correct.
Some of them are wanderers, free spirits, if you will. And it sounds like he's one of them, huh?
Yeah, he just is not for the fenced-in life. He loves to go on walks, though, and get out and go and take a walk.
You said 3 years old, about? Is that what you said?
Yep, about 3 years old.
Okay, where did Larry come from, do you know? Has he been around with you for a while? Is he being fostered? Where's he at?
He's currently at our adoption center.
Okay.
He was originally a transfer in. He was originally adopted, but he just ended up not being a good fit. They loved him a lot, and it just was not the perfect fit for them, which is totally fine. So we're here looking to try to find Larry a new home.
Yeah, that's an important thing, an important consideration to remember here is that, you know, there is an adjustment period where you find out if everybody works together in the new situation, and sometimes a dog doesn't fit. Too rambunctious, needs more room than you have, just more energetic than you can deal with, or whatever the case might be. And then it's basically you guys take over again and go on to plan B, whatever that might be, right?
Yeah, and if they do get adopted from us and it doesn't end up working out, we will always take them back. We will always have somewhere, we'll have a kennel available for them, and we'll help them in the future.
Now, you're dealing with animals all the time and with them in severe weather situations like we've got coming up here in southwest Michigan. Your thoughts on that? Because you do hear from time to time people that say, well, my dog is built for the outdoors and built for winter weather, and they love it outdoors. So don't be shaming me if you see my dog outside. But on the other hand, other people say, well, if you're cold, they're cold. Bring them inside. Mm-hmm. So what are the thoughts of the Alvan Humane Society on that subject?
Yeah, for sure. Like, if you're cold, they're cold. Frostbite can for sure happen for on dogs and cats. So we, in the winter times when it gets really cold, we only let our dogs out for a limited amount of time just to make sure that they're not getting overly cold, and so they can go outside and do their business and then come right back in.
Yeah, there's a difference between leaving them outside to, as you say, do their business or just go out and romp and play and goof around, and actually leaving them outside. And, you know, when people say they have those the winter outdoor dogs, well, those, you know, like the sled dogs you see from that run the Iditarod and so on and so forth, those dogs all have shelters with, you know, with the fresh straw in them and that sort of thing. They're not just laying out in the open out there. So mm-hmm. any time an animal is out in severe weather, they need access to protection, whether it's, you know, that sort of a house or just being able to come back into your home.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so take care of them pups. And I don't know if you'd be putting a cat out in weather like this. Probably not. But you know, just be kind to your animals. Okay. So Larry is waiting for a home. A home where leaping is accepted.
Or you could be Leaf Fox.
Because if you've got a non-leaping home, then you know, Larry the Leaper isn't going to fit.
He is a great dog. He wants to be walked every day and get out. And
all labs and yellow labs included have great personalities and are great family dogs. So, you know, that's where Larry's coming from, I would guess, right?
Absolutely.
All right, let's look ahead here a little bit to beyond the cold that we're going to be looking at for the next week. You've got a couple of events coming up that I assume are designed not only to find homes but for people, but a chance for you to meet the public and for them to find out what you're all about too, right? What's coming up this next weekend?
So we have a meet and greet scheduled at the Petco in Portage on February 13th, which is not this Saturday, but next. So you can stop by the Petco in Portage to meet some of our cats and dogs that are available for adoption from 11 to 2. And same thing, we have another meet and greet scheduled at the Chowhound in Holland on February 20th. That's also a Saturday. Same thing, you can stop by to meet some of our available cats and dogs that are ready for adoption, which is February 20th from 11 to 2.
You wouldn't be lucky enough to have a dog or a cat with a fur pattern that has a heart in it for that February 13th, day before Valentine's Day, would you?
Maybe if you look at our website, al-van.org, you can check them all out.
All right. And that's where you'll see pictures of Larry as well, right?
Yep, Larry and all of his furry friends are ready to go. Okay.
And what's the site again? Facebook page or what?
Yep, you can visit our Facebook or website. It's al-van.org, al-van.org, or our Facebook page, Alvan Humane Society.
That sounds like a plan. Should anybody need your services or have questions regarding strays or adoptions or anything, how can they, who should they call and at what number, Renee?
Yeah, absolutely. You can either call our adoption center at 269-637-5062. You can also message our website or Facebook page and we'll be happy to help.
Always a pleasure to talk with you, Renee. Stay warm, stay safe, say hi to Larry. Tell him to quit leaping so much, for crying out loud. And we'll catch up next time it's your turn, okay?
Awesome. Sounds good. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Renee.